Call this meeting to order for the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township. Special meeting on August 1st at 12 p.m. Let us open with prayer. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We pray for those that are lost, loved ones in Kentucky, and those that have lost property. Heavenly Father, we just ask you to put your arms around them and protect them and comfort them, Lord. Lord, and we ask you to watch over us as a Board of Trustees, to guide us, give us the wisdom to make the decisions that you want us to make, and to put the people of this township before our personal needs and goals. Lord, they come first. You come first, and the people come behind you. In Jesus' name, amen. Jan, will you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks all of you that came out to this special meeting today. Seems like we just seen you.
It says regular.
Oh, it does say regular. It's a special
just
meeting.
Just make a notation on
this. Yeah.
I'd like to make a notation for the record. This is a special meeting, not a regular biweekly meeting, for August 1st, 2022 at 12 p.m.
I think I said special meeting when I opened it.
I don't know, but I saw that, okay. So I figured it's on record.
You want to give us a roll call, Nick?
Yeah, Jim?
You.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. It says on here to motion to go to executive session. I am going to opt out of that. There's nothing in this that we need to go into executive for. Mr. Mazur, you have the information you want to discuss.
Thank you, Chairman. The township owns a property, 1963 Harrisburg Pike, and there's been attempts in the past to sell the property. But as you know, we've never had any movement on it, nothing confirmed as to a real potential buyer. Recently, Chief Smith and I met with a nonprofit organization that has expressed an interest in purchasing a property. So that's why we're discussing this today, to see if the trustees and even the public, with your input, would have any negative thoughts, positive thoughts as to what the township should do with the property. We don't have a true appraisal of the property yet. This is in its infancy stage, but I at least wanted to get it out there for the trustees and the public to know. The nonprofit has a location on Harrisburg. It's the NCJC. They do a lot with senior housing. Their potential is not to use the home that's here on Harrisburg, so to speak, as a house, more as offices and to operate some more business functions out of. So they dropped off a contract to me the other day, and their initial offering was $125,000. And again, we don't know what the house is worth. I've talked with the township's attorney. There's no specific hoops that the township has to jump through. The attorney can handle all the transactions and all the paperwork. But again, the house is sitting there. I don't know, gentlemen, you'll have to tell me, maybe Mr. Horn or Mr. Fleshman, how long, it was a donated property. How long has the township been in possession of that?
At least 8 years.
8 years. And it needs some work. We have a leaky roof. There's some bathrooms that need completely renovated. There's a garage that's probably going to have to be torn down and rebuilt. There's an abandoned, what is it, Jim? Septic system in the back that is no longer in use. There's septic and water or sewer and water connected to the house. But it's something that the township would have to invest quite a bit of money in to get it up to standards to sell as residential. I believe it's listed as commercial now.
Right now it is listed as commercial property. We were selling it as commercial property at the time. The question that I would have, Nicole, if you could come in for a minute, please. Would you pull up for me the Franklin County auditors and with the White House, tell me what the land is worth, what they have the appraisal at? What is that address? Something.
1963.
Oh, it's right there in front of me. I'm just curious about something because I like the fact that a nonprofit would take that and be able to use it and better people in the township, but in keeping monies that's going to come back into the township, nowadays $125,000 don't, I mean, it's the amount of land that's there.
Mm-hmm.
What's the land value?
Well, the 2021 auditor appraised value is $98,700.
For the land?
No, that's for everything.
That's for total.
Okay.
And the land profile says, doesn't have a separate number.
Okay.
So the property's worth $100,000?
Yeah.
So that might be why they based it at one.
Land is 45.5 in improvements, which would be the house 53.
And that's what, 1.2 acres maybe, or if that, does it say?
It's 0.94,
just under. Okay.
What was the land value again?
The land value is $45,500.
Okay. But that's kind of it. I wanted to present that at least to trustees and residents know that there's an offer on that home, and for a nonprofit,
I'd make a motion to pursue it. We just found out what the taxes, what the auditor's website says they what it's worth.
Well, for sure, if you got to make it usable for residential and or commercial or whatever, you're certainly going to have to spend a sizable amount of money on it.
So
there's no real restroom.
Let me talk just a minute. Sure, John. I know one thing that the property has been, as you know,
I'm not opposed to it,
no,
sir.
Okay. Other than our use, wouldn't be used it over there.
Sure.
It's set and hadn't moved at all.
Sure. And I realize that.
For a long, very long time. So I think we just need to get ready.
The only thing that I would do, sir, is ask that we run this through Julie to make sure that all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed, so that there's nothing that comes back to the township.
I believe that has been done. Now, don't quote me on it.
I think Mr.
Because
Mr. Manager said he was going to
anytime the contract comes from the buyer,
I think you and I,
we would want to make sure that there's no loopholes that comes back,
right.
Like say, for instance, like septic or something, and we have to.
Correct. I think you and I and Alex had already approved way back, or quite a while back, that Julie, the lawyer,
sure,
took it out there. I think she actually got some.
I'm not opposed to it.
Yeah.
With the going rate and the way the markets are now, I mean, obviously, we could tentatively see 190 to 225.
Yeah.
However, that the fact that this was donated to the township, I'm not opposed to the price that was offered for $125,000.
And it's set there. It is set there.
I don't see,
forever, so.
Honestly, this property is not necessarily big enough to be of any, what you call, real future benefit to the township. it's not a very large piece of property, as you can well see.
It's just long.
I'd just say, let's go ahead. If they make the offer there, which is the first offer we've had in a long while, well, we never did, so I think we just do it.
Well, what I can do now that I have details and an actual proposal,
I've had time to kind of think it over too. And
I can submit that to Julie and have her look all through this.
Okay, so based upon Julie's findings.
So that can be a resolution?
So I would make a motion.
Motion, I made a motion to pursue the agreement with Julie to make sure the contract's up to snuff and.
Right.
Yep, so moved.
But in order for us to, you might want to make that a resolution based upon the findings that it would then, it'll speed us up because we'll have to have another meeting because we have a motion. The motion then, once the motion has been fulfilled, that it has been passed the smell test, then we have to have a resolution to sell it. So if you want to make a resolution, give it a resolution based upon the findings of our attorney, then we're done.
We're meeting back on the 6th, right?
It's up to you.
August 6th is our next meeting.
That's a Saturday, you mean the 11th?
Oh, the 11th, sorry. Yeah. I'm losing my mind. Now we'll just make it a motion. We'll keep it as a motion and bring it back on the table on the 11th.
Until after we hit, okay.
Yep,
okay.
After Julie looks at it.
Okay.
She should have time by then.
Okay.
We can make it official then. These are from my personal notes. The contract, the real estate purchase contract.
Hopefully you all have a copy of that.
Thank you. Moving on to, go ahead.
Was there a second?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I just heard Horn. All he said was so moved. I've not heard the word second anywhere, so.
Yeah, I'll second.
Okay, roll call. Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you. Now we can move forward.
Mr. Chief Smith, step on up. It's your turn.
Gentlemen.
Looks like you're asking for a resolution.
And I have that for you, Chief, when you're ready.
Yeah, I don't know if it's even required, but it's not a bad thing to do for the traffic grant that we discussed at the last meeting.
Yeah, this just needs to be an amendment because on record last meeting we said it was a max of $20,000 and that amount is now slightly different. So that resolution is 2022-088. It is typed here and we just need to go on record and amend the amount.
So the amended amount will be $20,203.75.
Yes.
To resolution 2022-088. Mm-hmm. And I would so move on those on that resolution and corrections.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, roll call, Jim.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yeah.
John.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
Stay close. You'll be back up here. Fire department, looks like you have a resolution on the table.
I'll take this for you, Bob.
Excuse me.
Okay.
This is 2022-089. It's a resolution approving the hiring of one firefighter for the Township Fire Department. And be resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves and endorses a recommendation of Fire Chief Arnold to hire Jacob Waite as a new firefighter at the level of Firefighter 1.
I have one comment on that. We've already voted on this last meeting. That just needs to be signed.
Okay.
So that can just be passed forward to be signed now that it's typed.
I was going to say, I thought we voted him.
Yep.
Voted him. I remember the name.
Too efficient for me.
All right.
Yeah.
Fiscal department. Excuse me.
No.
Road department.
I'll handle it too. They probably already have it done.
No. They sent that to me today.
Uh-oh.
No, it's fine. That was just with the sugar in the frame.
So this has to be amended as well.
Okay.
This is 2022-091, and it's a resolution approving the purchase of equipment for the road department. Initially, this resolution was in the amount, it's utilizing ARP.
I don't sign, I was in here.
That's right. It's utilizing ARP funds. The initial resolution is in the amount of $37,750, and we'll need to amend that to a total of $38,650.
And that was just for the shipping, because they had to ship it to the dump.
And how much was shipping?
The shipping and
about $1,300.
Yeah, look on the back page.
$1,200.
And where'd they ship it? They shipped it from where to where?
$1,300.
To
Okay. I thought you were saying they shipped it from over here to Dublin or something.
Oh, no, I forget it.
That's what I was thinking. $1,500, you just go hook up to it.
Do we need to do an appropriation on the ARP money?
We will have to, yes.
Okay.
I'll double check on that. And then also, just for the record, was this approved by Julie for use of ARP funds?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just wanted to state that for the record.
So moved on the resolution with the corrected dollar amount of $38,650.
And it's for?
For the resolution.
Sorry, it's the asphalt, the hot box.
Is there a second on the table?
Ralph.
Oh, John, yeah. One of you.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, roll call, Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
And you'll get us a corrected one to sign.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Stevens, we'll get you a PO shortly.
Okay.
Now, Nick.
Yeah, and this, we'll have to change the date on this because this was done last meeting, not today.
Okay.
But it was just the resolution for Jeff Wilczek to have 60 hours to work on continued audit findings and 60 hours for day-to-day operations, but I'll have to, we'll get this corrected and then the board can sign it. It was voted on last meeting. Other than that,
You want to go over this with, John, have you had a chance to read this?
I have not yet.
Okay. We approved some time for Mr. Wilczek.
Okay.
20 hours.
Yeah, 60 hours for old stuff, 60 hours to train and to train Robin and to train Nick.
Okay.
On some of the systems that they're not used to using.
That was from the prior meeting.
Yeah, that was from the prior meeting.
Yeah.
Just to bring you up to speed.
Sure.
We'll get the date corrected on that.
All right.
And for right now, that's all I have.
Do we need to pass this one since we already passed it at the last meeting?
Okay. No. Don't sign it, though, because at the top it says today. So I'll get that fixed. Easy fix.
Make sure that you don't put me in there because I accidentally signed it since I wasn't here.
Mr. Mazur, you want to discuss procedures and policies on camera?
Real briefly. Months ago, we had a video system installed, and the cameras in here also have audio. And the discussion I want to have with the board is we've never taken the time to implement rural policies or procedures on the functions of those cameras. And I'd like to be able to work on that, present the trustees with actual policies and procedures so we have something tangible and concrete to know how our security is operating, how it's supposed to be operating.
Who has access?
Who has access. So, yeah, I just wanted to bring it up with the board.
I'll make a motion for you to do that, policies and procedures on the cameras.
Okay.
And add it to the policies and procedures handbook that we are creating. I can't believe we've made it this long without a policies and procedures handbook, but
we're getting
another
there.
Story for another day.
Okay.
Moving on down to...
Was that a motion you were making?
Yes. Sorry. Yeah, okay. Made a motion. Need a second.
Yeah. So where are we actually? We're moving on.
I made a motion to move on making a policies and procedures
for
the cameras.
The cameras.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And that will include who has access, who doesn't have access.
Not to the content of the motions. That we're just going to do one.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, second.
roll call, Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Now the portion that everyone is here for, the portion that I don't want to even be here for, but we need to discuss police officer layoffs, and most of you already know my feelings on this. This deeply saddens me that we're at this state, but with the state of affairs of the levy not passing, There's things that we probably might have been able to do in the past to correct that, but we can only correct going forward what we have. We'll wait for... Wait for Mr. Mason to get in the building and get a seat. You're perfect timing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we just come to the hard part here. You know, like I said, we won't go into the details of things we could have done in the past to make this stretch. We can only make adjustments of moving forward. With that being said, and like I said, this deeply troubles me. Nick,
yes,
would you like to lay out some cold hard facts for not only us trustees, sure, but the public? And
so last couple of weeks, we've been looking very closely at current budget in the police department, and just so everybody knows, the levies, whenever they are structured, should always be built to try to last through, in this case it was a 5-year levy, so it should be built to last through the end of 22, and also built to carry through the first month or so of 2023, just because it takes time to get monies from the first half of property taxes to come in. It takes about a month to 2 months to see that happen after the new year starts. So with that in place, we have to have a carryover number this year to cover the first month of payroll, utilities, and expenditures for next year. And the way that the current police department budget is set up, the way with what's left right now, we are not going to make it to the end of this year. So we have, you guys, we've all been kind of talking about it in the course of the meetings. We knew what was coming if this most recent election did not pass. And so the board and I have been in communications in terms of potential for officers to leave and what that could do to the budget in terms of cash outs. The board and I have been in very lengthy discussions with that. The way that it stands right now, even if a levy passes in November, we won't collect that money until the end of January or beginning of February of 23. So what that means is we are still going to have to do layoffs regardless if a levy passes or not. The exact number will have to be determined once I get the second half of property tax settlements from this year, which I should get by August 15th. However, due to the fact that there's a 90-day notice that must be given out to follow along with the police contract, at this time, it would be my recommendation, and the board and I have talked about this as well, to issue layoff notices to 6 employees of the current 10 that we have, leaving a total of 4. And Jim, do you want to say
and,
that's
like, and with that being said, yeah, excuse me, Nick.
Yeah, no, you're fine.
With that being said, I would make a motion at this time to lay off the lieutenant immediately.
Is that going to be a motion or a resolution since we're dealing with employment?
I will make a resolution to lay off the lieutenant immediately to save the township money of his salary in order to stretch out the levy as long as possible. And to we were in discussions that will save us an additional, with doing it now instead of on the 17th, that'll save us
an additional about $3,400. And I just understand that the current structure of the lieutenant, with his wages and everything of that nature, will be a minimum of about $7,500 to $8,000 per month. Now that's not, I don't have the exact figures of the benefits and the pension and everything
right,
like that.
That's just raw numbers of salary.
Correct. Salary and benefits. So, and again, I don't have the exact dollar down to the cent, but I will tell you that will be a savings. And understand that this is not something that, and just like Leeser said, it's not something that he really wanted to talk about. It was tough to even sit down and try to understand, how to make all this even line up and balance to what it's going to do to the budget and et cetera. But in order to have a better chance of making it to the end of the year, this would probably be the easiest move right now.
I wouldn't say it's the easiest.
Well, easiest in terms of budgetary, yeah, but it is probably the most difficult because it is a member of leadership.
Yeah. So, well, that's always tough. Hang on a second.
Wait a minute. We're getting ready to go to something, and the board collectively, Ralph, have you had a chance to speak up on this? We're getting ready to ask for a motion, and we have not even discussed this. I have not had a chance to discuss it.
Well, I wasn't done talking, John. So hang on a second.
My apologies, then.
No, it needs to be discussed.
Right.
You know, I mean, John, I appreciate your enthusiasm, but I was speaking. With that being said, it's not an easy job setting up here. My job is to watch over the money that is brought in for this township, along with Nick and the rest of the trustees. I've known Lieutenant for a long time. We've got a lot of great officers. Your guys' safety as citizens is number one to me. And if anyone talks to me privately, they know where I'm at on police. I bleed blue. Because they're our front line. They protect us when we can't protect ourselves. And I remember sitting in a meeting talking with some people, and my number one thing was to keep this police force. And I haven't been able to. But with that being said, we've come to a time, I mean, like I said, I don't want to point fingers, I don't want to blame. There was things that budgetary-wise we could have made in the past, but under the management and the supervision that it had at that point in time, it was not made, so that's where we're at on tough decisions. And I will open it for discussion. But the resolution is on the table.
Okay, so who else does he want to discuss?
So there's a couple different things. This, you said that the management, obviously that's me and Ralph.
Right.
Decisions that me and him have made. Ralph and I have worked together now, what, we're going on your eighth year?
Yeah.
8 years. In that time frame that we have had the lieutenant and the positions and what it's bought into this township, they used to be, a whole police department was in this little cubbyhole to run a complete. We were able to obtain and build an actual building that didn't cost the taxpayers any more money. We worked it from our budget. Yes, we're a little bit short. We're not at 100-yard line, and we may have to punt the ball. But let's face it, over COVID, over the last 2 years, the prices of everything went up. These cars don't run on electric. They run on fuel. And the amount of money that the budget took in order to continue our safety and put these cars out there. The other thing that we're not looking at budget-wise that I've taken the liberty to check into is we do have other money to keep him. We can use ARP money.
We cannot use ARP money for
salaries. I had a discussion today with Julie in regards to this. We can use ARP money in order to keep him.
We are not laying off. I'm telling you right now, we're not laying off officers and keeping the lieutenant.
The point is,
you cannot lay off officers and keep a lieutenant.
Discussion. Let's not make it physical.
I mean, John, we've had this discussion.
Now, the other thing that we also have is an MOU with them to lay, when we lay off other officers, that we're giving a 90-day, and this gentleman got up this morning, came to work, and came to this meeting.
He's an at-will employee in the state of Ohio.
And we are not giving a timeline to just say. I am personally against that. To be able to take and say to... To be able to just come into a meeting, and we're not looking at it just as a officer. We're looking at this as what is the best interest of the township. And the one thing that we're coming down to from what I heard sitting here, and I'm sure everyone in this room, was dollars and cents. I took the liberty to take out and find out what other monies could we use that we could use for the public that we received that's federal money called ARP. And I was told that we can use the ARP money to sustain the police department. I asked specifically, if the levy passes, we're not going to be able to receive monies right away. In the past, Ralph and I have funded it from the general fund so that the public would be able to have protection before the money came in. Excuse me. So I was told today that yes, the ARP money that is there, that is our money, meaning the public's money, can be used for that purpose. Now, to recklessly just say, whoop, we're just going to cut somebody without checking all assets that we have and being able to have this discussion before we say someone's getting laid off is kind of backwards. We should be sitting here with the public and be able to say, what can we do? What have we done?
and where can we fund it, or we can't fund it. But by finding out today and making that call, I found out that we can do that.
Well, I will.
Ralph, it's your turn. Hang on.
Well, I appreciate everything that John has said, and you know, this whole situation troubles me immensely, really. Having to make a choice on anything such as this. Now, you made some points there, John, that I hadn't heard before, that we definitely cannot use that ARP money, I don't think, for operations.
Yes, we can, when it comes to that. I made sure that I ran it by Julie and explained everything to her earlier today. As a matter of fact,
well,
I didn't even know this meeting was taking place until Nick sent something this morning that said a meeting today. I was excused from the last meeting and was not notified of this meeting today until, what was that, 10 o'clock I called you? 10:30?
John, it has been posted on the internet, and you and I had a conversation.
I had no idea that this was...
I did not make the decision for the meeting.
No. I'm saying I called you, what, 10, 10:30?
Yes, I understand.
And that's when I noticed that there was a meeting on this today.
John, Ralph is speaking.
Yeah, there's, you know, of course, there's issues there and so on and so forth. And God knows, you know, I don't, there's not a single man out there that I don't like. I mean, I like them all. And specifically, Lieutenant Ralph, he's been good, fair, and honest.
Mm-hmm.
With the dealings and everything that I've had with him, and for that I really appreciate. I guess it kind of gets down to just one thing here. My thought was that we weren't going to lay anyone off until they worked out we're issuing layoff letters. We had talked about this, administrator and myself and so on and so forth. I can't think who all, but chief for one, that we're going to issue 3 layoff letters. Wasn't that what we agreed on?
No, sir, it was 6. It was 6. The bottom 6.
6, okay. Well, I misunderstood that then. So that's my mistake from that standpoint, and that we would have prospectively enough money to last till October and possibly until after the election was over.
I made it clear that we would
straight facts.
Yes, and I stated that we would be good to November 11th.
I know exactly where I want to make sure, and I feel good about it.
Yep. Oh, absolutely.
As good about it as I can, what we're going to do and everything. I just don't want to take your say for it.
Understood.
I take this very, very seriously, as we all should.
Understood. So I have looked extensively at the budget. It involves, I've even came in on weekend days to look at it as well.
Right.
Okay, I'm doing everything that I can to see how far we can go. I'm confident with November 11th. However, that means that there has to be a 90-day notice beforehand.
Okay.
So that brings us to August 11th, which we are coming up.
I realize that, and I'll tell you, as it turned out, that 90-day notice, it's come back to bite us when we originally had the contract.
That understood.
It is what it is. I understand.
Yeah.
In terms of ARP, the news that John has said is new to me, because what I have understood and read, now if there have been changes, I've not seen anything come down from OTARM or anything like that, but the salaries have to be used to respond to the public health emergency.
Right.
So there's no exact definition of what that means, but what was used in the past was if somebody had time off related to the coronavirus, you could reimburse the department for that amount only. Not for general salaries, not for general patrolling, not for general firefighter and EMS runs.
Right.
It has to be related to the coronavirus.
Correct.
So
that's what I understand.
That's the way that I've understood it as well. And again, My heart's racing to even have to talk about it, because without the police, we are in a lot of trouble, obviously, as the residents know. Things are difficult, but it hurts.
I cannot sit here as a trustee.
Well, yeah,
and even entertain the idea of laying off six officers.
No, I mean, I
without
think
without laying off the lieutenant first, and that's the bottom line.
I don't think you need to go too much further.
Mr. Horton, if I could ask you when you get a chance, if I can ask.
Okay.
When you get done, I just want to ask you a question.
Okay. Well, we got, you know, we got issues there, and we got people that's got a good amount of service with the township, and for that, I thank them for staying. I know Sergeant Moore and others, Pollock and so on, we got guys with, and I can see from all perspective there, all things considered. Now, it kind of gets right down to what kind of moves can you make? And really, a fact of the matter is, we've got a couple of gentlemen there that really are at-will employees.
Right. Whether the public realizes this or not, as a police chief, fire chief, assistant chief.
Does the public know what at-will employees are?
I can explain to them real quick.
Go ahead.
The police chief, the lieutenant, anyone in administration, road department, fire chief are at-will employees. They work at the will of the trustees. And that's the bottom, that's how it is.
Yep.
They're not in the collective bargaining agreement. They're not protected by any unions. That's the cuts we can make at this time to protect those.
Those are state mandated rules.
That is correct.
We do not make those choices. So having said that, and given the facts that's in front of me here, what can you say?
That's the point. That was where I'm at on this whole thing.
Yeah.
And John, to touch your
and
point.
Really, I mean, if you get right down to it, there's really nothing to argue about per se, other than that's a real fact. Now, you ask your FOP man here, am I correct on that or not? We have at will.
Ralph is recognizing at this time for the record, we have FOP board member Steve Mason.
Member here. So that's kind of, I mean, I know we don't want to sit here and try to help make decisions or do this or do that, but he's also worked with, the chief and Lieutenant Rattler for many, many years too. So he knows the people too. Now, we also have a situation here, what I'd like to say, if we make some sort of move like that, for an example, we're really talking about Lieutenant Ratliff here, right?
Right, yeah, that's the immediate one.
And so he's the man involved. If he is, if we decide to go that route, then I would like to have some sort of saying that, first of all, he will get his layoff pay, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's not going to be without a paycheck.
Right. And he has his buyout stuff, right?
That's right. And he has his buyout and this kind of thing. Now, also, conditions that he's under, he needs a little healing. His body needs a little healing. And all things considered, I'd like to say, he won't get screwed when we're ready to rehire or bring somebody back. That he's the man we bring back.
I can go with saying that we would bring him back when the manpower dictated the need
and
for a
really
lieutenant.
If you really think, and I'm trying to think about this in the best manner that I can, and the fact that I really love Ratliff, I think he's a great man.
It's a tough decision for all of us.
It's a tough decision. And if anyone can tell me any better situation than what I'm offering up here, OK?
Okay. I'm going to let you talk. Go ahead. Now, I don't know what damage, if you will, David, that we are trying to do here. And it's been, I'm not trying to do any damage.
No.
I talked to you and this, that, and the other, and I didn't know where it was going to go. And, but I can see everybody's point. It's not a fun thing to try to deal with. But all I've thought and thought and thought about it, we had a short time to think about it, really. I think for all, I mean, that's my opinion, for all benefit, give Ratliff time to heal. Give him, he'll get his unemployment pay. He's not going to be without a paycheck. No. Things of that nature. So we pay for unemployment. We have to, we're obligated to pay the state unemployment and everything, so he will have that.
That's the other part of the budget that is really difficult to predict because...
There's no mistaking my mind on anything right there.
It's difficult to know without exactly if anybody was going to leave prior to the levy.
Correct.
And if they were going to be without a job.
Correct.
How much unemployment would the township be responsible for, which would directly come out of the police fund?
Yeah.
So for anybody to try to say that they know the exact amount, there's no idea.
Yep.
We won't know until we see
okay.
who leaves.
Okay.
Now, if somebody leaves and goes to another job, obviously they don't get unemployment.
Right.
That's, obviously, we all know that's how that works.
Right.
But I have no. We don't know until it happens. So.
But he will get unemployment. It's just a matter of how much.
That I don't even know, and there's certain conditions with that I'm not familiar with. So
he will be able. He can apply for unemployment.
We'll let John go ahead.
He can apply, yes, but I don't know the other conditions.
Yeah, go ahead, John.
Okay, so a couple things. Mr. Horn, you and I both.
Yeah, I know.
When we agreed to make the lieutenant's position, we gave an agreement that if we were to lay off, that we would give a notice. We gave them our word. I understand that we're at a situation where we're saying we're laying off today. He came to work under that premise that if something was happening and I had to be laid off, so be it. This would be the terms in order to have the layoff.
Okay.
The gentleman has worked here 30 some years
yeah.
and has always trusted what the
yeah.
board has to say as far as he came to work every day. He's done what he's done. What we have to do as a board is ask ourselves, are we living up to what obligations that we said that we would do?
Well,
second.
That's a good question.
Because, let me finish this. I didn't interrupt anyone.
Go ahead.
So to come into this meeting today not prepared is foolish on our part because we are sitting here dictating when it comes down to what our personal feelings are. If we set them aside, we need to look at the chessboard and say, is this the most adequate move that we could make for the people of the residents? I brought up one thing about the ARP money. And then, Nick, you just brought up a thing. In the lateral move, I'm going to call it a lateral move. In the lateral move that we're about to make or vote on, I understand. Now, one of the things, just to back up a second, I met with majority of the officers here right after the other levy failed to get an idea to strategize of this very day. What is their opinion? What do they see? Even the part-timers, if we lay you off, are you going to be financially okay? Am I the only one that did that? Did anyone else talk to you guys about stuff like that, like I did?
Just in the general meeting that we had.
What's that?
Just in that special meeting we had.
No. I'm talking me with the only officers out there, not a official meeting. Just
John, we don't need to sit up here and grandstand.
I'm not grandstanding. I'm making a point. Just let me finish. I have a right to finish. So the point was, a long time ago, we looked at possibilities, how it's going to affect our officers, and what I'm getting at is, again, they reminded me that we, per the contract, that we would have to lay off the part-timers before we would lay off the full-timers, and that there is a 90-day notice that we would have to
give.
We've
all been over that.
Yeah, exactly.
You're standing here grandstanding.
No, I'm not grandstanding. So now we're to a point where Nick brought up a very good point. If we're being good stewards of the township money, we're not sure what it's going to cost us on the unemployment that we have to pay, and we not have the officer versus us taken a day, a week, and get with our legal to say, is John correct what you told him, that we can use ARP money, keep an officer or officers on the street? How long would that look? Could it take us to the levy and then get to this point? We have not exhausted every avenue that we possibly could. We just heard that it financially, we don't know what kind of hit we're going to take with the unemployment that we have to pay as the residents or taxpayers and not have anything. I'd much rather take a look at another scenario by keeping officers and be able to use the ARP money and take this ship as far as we can before we do what we're going to do. Now, granted, we have to, by the contract, give a notice of 3 months, 90 days here today. We can, if the levy doesn't pass, we still can use the ARP money to extend that to be able to help keep our residents safe. This ARP money is not my money, your money, his money, anyone's money. It's the people's money. And to just say we're getting rid of the lieutenant to save money, it's really going to cost us money.
No, I have two things with that. Okay, first of all, again, my words on record were that the money has to be used. If you're going to pay a salary, it has to be used to respond to the public health emergency. That does not include administrative duties. That does not include regular runs.
I don't know if you missed that. What we need to do is bring the attorney in to have this conversation so that we're able to know for sure.
And I may not be disputing that, but my point is, you're under an audit right now as it is. Okay? If you go against those standards and what those allowances are, you're going to cause further problems. And there is no concrete number. I don't care if it takes 1 day or 6 months. You're not going to get a concrete number of how much it's going to cost unemployment until we see what happens with the levy. And we cannot budgetarily continue to just move forward and not do anything, and then the levy comes and it fails, and oh no, we're in a big situation because now you have to violate the contract and do less than 90-day notice.
And I will not violate the contract.
We cannot do that. Now, in terms of the questions with ARP, again, the way that I understood it in attending the meetings, even while I had COVID, I was at home, I listened to the webinars that Jim Leeser sent me, you have to use the money to respond to the public health emergency. So administrative duties is not responding to the public health emergency because that's not coronavirus unless there's something that I'm not familiar with.
Compared to what the attorney says, to your opinion. And I'm not opposed to saying that we're giving off layoff notices to the office 3 months in advance. That's not what I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to extend that past that.
Okay, but you can't go past the levy, John, is what I'm trying to tell you. You're not going to have it. Because
I'm not trying
to say that. The reason why I'm saying
that
is because if the levy fails, you don't have the money to sustain into 23. Those two existing levies only bring in an X amount of money.
I'm not trying to say that we don't give those notices now. But what I am saying is the information that I was given today by a certified attorney for the township, and I explained explicitly, and they said the ARP money could be used in this situation.
Can I ask why that information was not given to the rest of us before this meeting, if
because
you had the time this morning to take
as
that
I
call?
As I ask you, I didn't know about this meeting until, what, 10:30?
I got a question, John. When did the levy fail?
You know when the levy fell.
Exactly. Just like I asked him how long he'd been on. You've had all these months to come up with this.
Yeah. It's,
all right. I have a resolution on the table, and I will not. I mean, if we can, Nick, you look into using ARP money. If we can keep the officers even longer, we'll rescind the layoff.
And I understand that. The only negative that I'll take with that is we've already submitted the paperwork to the county and to the Board of Elections. You cannot rescind it now,
right,
for how much millage you want to put out there. So we've already incurred that cost.
I understand.
I'm
not saying
it,
rescind
so
that. Everyone,
I know,
this
but
is
I guess
getting so sideways. We're talking about one person.
Right.
That resolution's
on,
to relay
resolution is on the table for budget cuts necessary to sustain the budget for the police department to lay Lieutenant Ratliff off. And I would ask for a second.
Well, I guess given the facts as I know them,
I'd say wait and talk to Jordan. That's definitely something you need to know.
John, those questions that you brought up,
we need to know for sure.
Well,
What's one more day? Two more days.
No. It's a payroll week, number one, so I can't guarantee that I can sit here and take your notes and record everything. That's number one.
I understand, but we're talking about taking something away from the people.
I understand that.
It's a budgetary cut.
Well, John, I'd hate to just close this down with grumbling going on.
I understand, sir.
And I understand exactly what we're talking about here, and for me, it's hard enough for me to just even talk about it, let alone push when we have we not dug hard on this, mm-hmm. Steve? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes. Take 5 minutes and call Julie.
Yeah.
Find out the information you need to find out.
Well, that's up to the chairman.
That's not going to extend. Here's the other thing that may not be realized here, John. You can only, once that money's gone, it's gone. We don't get any more allotments.
We're not talking about that point. I understand that. But
you're still
going
to be right back here looking at making the same exact decisions 3 to 6 months from now.
No, you're not getting it. You're not getting what I'm saying. We're keeping on a lieutenant by using some ARP money.
Right, but once that's gone,
it's gone. Right.
We're not laying off officers.
What are we supposed to do with the ARP money? Keep it forever? If we don't use it, we have to give it back. We cannot just leave that sitting in the
market. I'm unaware of that, but again, I've...
ARP money.
We're done
was
discussing this. There's a resolution on the
residents.
Table. Wait, there's a resolution saying? On the table.
Okay.
I'm asking for a second, for the second time.
Okay.
We're not going to lay off officers or give them notices without doing a budgetary cut at the top.
Well,
like I... Hang on a second,
okay,
Ralph.
Sure.
Like I said at the beginning, of mismanagement... at the department head level and at this board level is why we're in this predicament here of wanting to candy coat everything and keep this person on and keep this person on. We have made to make the tough decisions, and that's what we're going to make today.
Why are you so worked up?
Because I'm tired of arguing back and forth on everything. Every time we have a discussion on this, you keep coming. I'm having a conversation with you, John, right now. Every time we come up to this discussion, you want to fight the board on this same thing over and over again. No, I'm have the table right now. I've asked for a second. We're going to have a second. I'm not going to give layoff notices to officers without doing a budgetary cut to the administration. You're lucky I'm not asking for the chief's resignation today.
I'm lucky. Why would that be me? It's the people.
If we're making a mistake, or for any reason, Lieutenant Ratliff,
because I heard the conversation,
I will see that it's
with the chief
rectified.
That's fine. Rest.
But as I know it right now, I think that from the standpoint of all things concerned, I think it's the best thing. After studying and thinking about this on and on, I think it's the best. And you know, also, we make decisions in our life, and I've made a few that hadn't been the best, or this, that, and the other. And, you know, the chief, you know, he chose to take his, you know, which is an at-will position, and yours is too. And I think you were aware of that, you know, when you took the thing. I don't recall the exact specifics and all verbatim what we agreed on, but the way I see it, and as I know it,
I can amend it. I mean, we can go to what are we going to say, $3,500?
Yeah,
you can. I mean, if you want to, you were looking at what date originally?
The 17th. That's the beginning of payroll.
So the 16th would be his layoff day. Would be the last day of the pay period. Yes, the 16th.
If that would make John feel better, so be it.
Let's do it.
I'll make an amendment to that resolution to lay off notice to the 16th of August.
Can we just make two resolutions, one for this officer and then one for this officer, so they're not combined together?
Well, we're making a layoff notice. We're doing that now.
Okay. For strictly reckless.
Yeah. We're going to discuss the officers. It looks like we have some representatives here that want to discuss, want
to
have
some. So this one is strictly to do with
Ratliff.
Okay.
We're going to do a layoff with Ratliff.
You're staying effective.
Hang on one second. I'm talking.
I'll
wait. I'm going to make sure John understands what I'm, and Nick has it down for the minutes. of what I'm making the resolution. The resolution, we're only going to save $3,500.
No,
that's two officers for a pay period, but that's okay.
I mean, I don't have.
I guess we have money to burn. Make a resolution to do a layoff notice. The last day that Ratliff will be laid off on the 16th of August.
Be his last working day.
Okay. His last working day will be the 16th of August.
Okay.
I agree. I'd like to save the money for the township to keep officers on, but he retired. He doesn't have a full 34 years of service. He retired and came back, so whatever his rehire date as a lieutenant is his years of service.
Okay, well, that's,
but he does. He has served this community for a long time.
Let's go with that, and okay. Everybody can get their nerves calmed down. If there's anything, like I say, that we're calling wrong, it'll be rectified.
And David, you and I've had plenty of conversations.
Yeah.
You know where I stand. If we can bring you back. If we find this out, if we find this out that we can bring it back, I'll be the first one to call you.
Yep. And having said that, I would vote yes for the 16th.
That would be
okay, and that would be 2022-092. And after this is done, I do have one comment.
16th of the month. Is that correct?
That was the resolution on the table. So roll call, Jim.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yeah.
John.
I'm going to say no based on information that I brought in should be clarified before we make this vote.
I will say that if it does come back that you can use ARP funds and you go and you appropriate that money with a levy coming up.
We will.
I'm just throwing that out there to you.
And I can assure you one thing, and I'll just shut my mouth. If we go into this levy thing with a lot of bad press and this, that, and the other, we probably stand no chance of passing a levy.
No.
I think all things considered, seeing this and seeing that.
And that will keep, with that layoff, that will keep, we will have to go down to the chief and four officers. Yep. That'll, three officers.
Chief and three.
Okay, that will keep another officer on the streets instead of going down and doing the chief, lieutenant, and two officers. Yep.
That would be correct.
Yeah. I would rather keep officers on the streets, officers employed, than having a top that's so heavy that they're tripping over each other.
I understand.
Well, I don't understand what they do now as it is. But
I've explained it the best of my knowledge and as I know the facts to be. And I want you to understand that, David. I believe you do understand that. And if there's something that I missed, or this, that, and the other, feel free to talk to me. And I guess there has to be a little mutual trust here. If I made a mistake, I think you've been able to trust me in the past, and that's all I'm asking for right now.
David, if we can bring you back, we will.
Okay.
I mean, as soon as possible.
Is that good enough?
It's a tough decision, but.
Yep, it is. Well, thanks.
All right, moving on. I think there's some representatives from the union. Mr. Mason, I don't know if he wants to address about the layoffs of the officers or if Mr. Myers, Officer Myers, has anything he would like to say or would he?
Okay.
I'm just here to show support to our guys. It's a terrible situation. I don't envy the position that the trustees are in. I certainly don't envy the position that the officers who are losing their jobs and their income are in. None of us wanted to be here. We all tried to get the levy to pass. We know what our path ahead is to try to get that passed so we can get this department back up to full strength to what the residents deserve. We're going to continue to support our officers. We've got some plans in place to help with some financial backing for them. It'll be made available to the public. We do an alternative to GoFundMe where we do a text to donate campaign that'll be available to the public and anyone else. So we're just here to support and do what we can.
Steve, you and I know each other quite well, and you know I'll fight for the officers the same as you. And if it does come out the fact that we can do ARP money, you know as well as I'm sitting here, we will use that money to protect our citizens and our officers. And Roger, you can count on that. You and I have had conversations too about that. But our officers come first. We got some of the best, but I could not sit here as a trustee and give layoff notices to six officers on the 11th and vote for that today without making a budget cut at the top. I just could not. And I will stay on the record by saying we could have better managed the money in the past.
Yeah, well, for the one, I'll just say one more thing. Now, we were, I think the FOP and everybody knows that we were in this last contract as generous as we possibly could have been. So, having said that, I think we got a better percentage of money up front with the guys. It's really one of the better pay scales that I've seen in the past forever for the police department. And I think if everybody takes that into consideration, and I think, you know, some of the guys like Woody and so forth, they know that we did the best we could. We talked a lot then, didn't we, Woody? And we were as generous with the funds that we had. And and for a while, we had a pretty happy, happy group, really. I mean, I think you'd have to agree with that. And I mean, it was fun to be around and fun for, you know, I mean, we were. We kind of, hey, good boy, you know, this. We kind of had fun there for a little while. But maybe we should not have, I don't know. It's kind of hard to second guess, but I do know that you guys were pretty, you know, pretty happy then, and I was too, really. It made me feel good because we had a good team. And I want you out there, believe me. And I don't want all you good guys. Do you think I want Ratliff to come? Heck no. One of my better buddies. And I think we will be when I walk away from here or he walks. And that's the way I want it to be. And I don't know any other fair way or anything to the decisions that were made, and if you really look at them, you know, David, he asked, okay, can I do this? Can I do that? He come to the trustees. We allowed, essentially, we allowed the department to pretty much do everything they asked to do or that we could afford to do. I don't think we denied the department anything, really. And I think the department would have to agree with that. There's very few things that's ever been asked for that we haven't tried to give you. John, you were all part of that. So I guess I just wanted to get that.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
And I hope that the department and David specifically, I think you do understand that.
I think David understands. I mean, it's nothing personal with David.
Oh,
we all love David. It's a bad situation. You know, we have to.
The situation is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is, and you know, we have to keep collective bargaining agreement.
Okay. Well, thanks.
Yeah. With findings that John has brought to the table today, I'm gonna ask the table the layoff of the officers, giving them notice until the 11th meeting.
It would have.
Yeah, we have a meeting on the 11th that evening.
Okay. Sir, if I may?
Yeah.
If we looked at this collectively, I don't think that we have a choice but to do that on this particular point. If we so deem to rescind that, and we can use ARP money, then that would be the thing to do.
You want to make that resolution?
No, I'll let you make it.
I'll make a resolution to give layoff notices to six officers.
Do you have to do one for each one? And does it need to be stated on the record who is getting the notices?
That I do not know.
I was not here when we did this the last time, and it's unfortunate we're here again.
If you name each one, then that way you know you covered it. And then before we do that, the reason, if I may address the board, as a decision based upon law and based upon what we have to do, I'm not so quick to say, yes, go ahead and give them their layoff notices. The reason that we have to do that now is because of the time period. However, which once we get clarification, what I brought to the table, the levy doesn't pass and we have ARP money, we can still protect and serve the public until the ARP money runs out. I don't know how much is there. ARP money is money that we applied for, that we were able to get, and there are certain statutes that you only can use that money for. So if we don't use that money, we have to send the money back. So if we can't, which I was told today we can, if we can, then the board can rescind this and we can continue to serve and protect. So what does that mean today? Officers aren't being laid off today. We still will be on the force.
John, that wasn't the question.
I'm explaining.
That wasn't the question. We can explain that in a minute.
I wanted to explain that, but the thing, the question is, then we would read off each name.
Okay. That was the question. All right. Someone have a list of names?
Now, so everyone is clear. I want to make sure all the guys are clear. I think they are. On the layoff letters, now am I wrong, Chief, or not? It's a 90-day notice. The layoff letters that we issue, as we discussed, we were trying to figure out the layoff date. Mm-hmm. And if we had the dates figured, that their layoff dates would fall shortly after the election. Am I correct?
Correct.
These guys to be misled. And I don't want to be misled because we start talking about these things, but we had that date, the layoff date, pretty much nailed down. You and I and the administrator here, we talked as to where we needed to be on an exact date where we had to be, right or wrong?
Yes.
Okay. So, I believe that's what do you guys all understand that?
Okay. You would have to check.
And while they're having a sidebar, I mean, everyone knows if we could have 30 officers, I'd love to have 30 officers.
Well, it's only
the more the merrier. Yeah. Right, and right. This, well, is this is not this.
Plus, they just weighed him out, so he's number.
This
six.
Is
okay.
This makes me sick to my stomach. To even have to have this discussion,
along
with have to lay off, you know, a lieutenant here, makes me sick to my stomach. But
of employment before it means you have to
all I can do is ask you, as citizens, that's how to get them out and
like
ask
seniority goes first,
your neighbors
for your vote,
for votes for the levy, because
a couple of these are guesstimates.
We deserve to have the best officers, and we do have them. And if we can rescind this. With ARP money, like John said, I mean, I hope you're right, and I hope there's new findings, and I hope you're right, John.
I'm just saying,
we might not see eye to eye. We might have had a discussion here today, a heated one. But I hope you're right. But that way we can keep the officers on until.
It'll be a total of five.
It'll be a total of five.
Lieutenant would make your six.
Okay.
Okay.
Lieutenant, you guys, notice on the 16th.
You want to read the names?
And you want to read the names?
I do, and Chief has just given this to me. We have officers Distelhurst, Tim Myers, Norm Baldwin, Holly Watts, and Roger Myers.
Make a resolution to give them layoff notices on August 11th. Or a layoff letter with their effective layoff date, November 11th.
November the 11th, I think was your date. Okay.
Yeah, to be served on August 11th,
correct? To be served on August 11th.
Just want to make sure that was what you were saying.
And does that keep us within the still time constraints of the 11th of this month to get the letters?
Yes.
Okay, I'll second that.
It's probably actually the last day you can do it, Ralph.
Okay, thank you.
All right, roll call, Jim.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yeah.
John.
With a heavy heart, yes.
I think we all have heavy hearts.
Okay.
I got some people that want to speak on here. John, you have anything else?
That's right.
I have nothing else, no.
Ralph, you have anything else?
No.
Okay. I wanted to give them time, I think we've all spoken enough, and, Mr. Blevins, you're up here to speak.
Yeah, I did have, I'm not going to talk about what I wrote up for, I really just...
You didn't put anything down.
I know, but I did have something on my leg. I just want to ask John a question, because you voted no to let the part-timers go, am I right or wrong?
Yes.
No.
You did not?
I did not.
When they voted, you voted to let the part-timers go?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just curious why it just came.
Or did I'm trying to remember to say something.
This isn't to set you up, sir. I know you think when I ask you a question, I'm trying to set you up.
So
I'm just trying to ask a question. Why it just came to your mind today at 10:30 to find out about the ARP money when you lost officers earlier? And all, this isn't a big surprise to everybody that this was going to happen. Why did it just come to you today to call and ask about the ARP money? I'm just curious.
Okay. I'm going to mention this only one time.
Okay.
Based on the information that I get in emails that you're not privy to, and based upon what our budget and our status and stuff, the reason I knew today's meeting was today is because Nick had, I had the information, and that's what prompted me going, well, if we go across, is that another avenue to use? It was a thought when I was reading what I'm supposed to be reading.
So you never thought this day was going to come until today?
See, you're trying to lead me into something more. Thank you for your comment.
Okay, and you too, sir. Thanks, Jim.
Yep. Jan.
You don't want to hear what I have to say today.
Okay. With that, meeting adjourned.
1:11 p.m.